Here's the latest news from the Associated Press in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. The Trump administration is trying to persuade a federal judge that Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's attempt to shut down part of an aging pipeline interferes with foreign U.S. policy. Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline has moved crude oil between Wisconsin and Canada for 72 years. A portion of the line passes beneath the Straits of Mackinac. Michigan regulators under Whitmer's direction revoked the segment's easement in 2020 out of concerns the line could rupture. Enbridge filed a federal lawsuit seeking to block the revocation. U.S. Justice Department attorneys filed a brief to the case on September 12th, arguing that Michigan is improperly interfering with U.S. foreign policy. Drugstores are ready to deliver COVID-19 vaccines this fall, and insurers plan to cover them, despite the shots no longer being recommended by a key government committee. Vaccine advisors selected by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. have declined to specifically recommend the shots in a series of votes, but said people could, quote, make individual decisions on whether to receive them. Recommendations from these advisors normally trigger insurance coverage and allow drugstores in many states to deliver the shots, but insurers and government officials have said coverage will continue. Several states have allowed for vaccine access through drugstores. Luigi Mangione's lawyers are urging a judge to bar federal prosecutors from seeking the death penalty in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. They argued in court papers on Saturday that authorities prejudiced the case by turning his arrest into a, quote, Marvel movie spectacle and by publicly declaring their desire to see him executed. Fresh from a legal victory that eliminated terrorism charges and Mangione's state murder case, his lawyers are now fighting to have his federal case dismissed. Federal prosecutors have until October 31st to respond. U.S. Steel is reversing course and now says it'll continue processing raw steel independently at its Granite City Works plant in Illinois, nixing a decision that had put the plant on track to stop work in the coming weeks. U.S. Steel on Friday did not explain its reasons for changing course, other than that it'll maintain flexibility. It is now barely 3 months after Nippon Steel sealed a deal with President Donald Trump to buy the iconic American steelmaker by giving the government a say over decisions that affect domestic steel production. The United Steelworkers Union accused U.S. Steel of trying to, quote, wiggle out of commitments that Nippon Steel made in the deal. Christopher Nolan has been elected to lead the Directors Guild of America. He calls it, quote, one of the greatest honors of his career. The Guild represents around 19,500 film and TV directors in the U.S. and abroad. Nolan, known for championing the theatrical experience, will take over from Leslie Linka Glatter. He plans to work with her and the board to secure creative and economic protections for members. Nolan's recent film, Oppenheimer, was a box office hit, grossing over $976 million worldwide. His next project, an adaptation of The Odyssey, opens July 17th. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on Thumb Broadcasting after this.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Yay.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
In state and local news, Ha Seung Kim homered and drove in two runs as the Atlanta Braves won their eighth straight game with a 6-2 win over the slumping Detroit Tigers on Sunday, sweeping the weekend series. The Tigers went 0-6 on their last homestand of the season, losing by a combined score of 36-14. They have lost 9 of their last 10 as their lead in the American League Central has dropped to one game over the Cleveland Guardians. Spencer Strider pitched 5 scoreless innings, allowing 6 hits and 3 walks while striking out 6. Casey Mize gave up 3 runs on 5 hits and 3 walks in 5 2/3 innings. Detroit heads to Cleveland for a pivotal 3-game series beginning Tuesday evening. Ford Motor Company is taking a drive down the road in a couple of months. The venerable car maker is moving its headquarters for the first time in 7 decades, relocating to a newly constructed building 3 miles away in its longtime home of Dearborn. The new 2.1 million square foot structure formally will be called Ford World Headquarters when it opens in November. It is part of a larger campus that will take the name of the current HQ, Henry Ford II World Center. The new HQ is 5 to 10 minutes away and is designed to enhance collaboration and innovation by co-locating corporate leadership with design and engineering teams. It places 14,000 employees within a 15-minute walk of the main building. It will feature 6 design studios, a 160,000-square-foot food hall accessible to all Ford employees, wellness rooms, mother's spaces, and 300-plus tech-enabled meeting rooms. On Saturday morning at approximately 9 a.m., the body of Raymond L. Babbitt of Owendale was located. Personnel and equipment from Christian Aid Ministries, or CAM, which is an all-volunteer search and rescue group, local firemen, and the Huron County Sheriff's Department staged at the Owen Gage School campus to search again for the victim. About an hour and a half into the search, Babbitt, who was last seen on Monday, September 15th, was located by a volunteer CAM team. He was found in a cornfield off of 3rd Street. Quote, an investigation by our office and the Huron County Medical Examiner's Office determined the fatal gunshot wound found on the victim was self-inflicted. It is very likely he took his life as far back as Monday, the 15th, said Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen in a press release. Several improvements have been done to facilities in the Unionville-Seaboyne Area School District recently, and some are still being done. Over the summer, some new doors were installed. Mauer Electric worked on emergency power for the daycare wing and offices. Another upgrade was adding more lighting in the parking lot. The wiring for the poles has been completed, but the arrival of the poles have been delayed. According to Superintendent Josh Hahn, the poles were scheduled to arrive last week. Hahn also noted new fencing has been put up around the sewer pumps and the elementary garden. In other matters, the district has implemented 2 new platforms, Parent Square for communication and ReTrack for online payments. Both systems are designed to enhance efficiency, improve parent and community engagement, as well as streamlining the administrative process. And that is the news for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net.